我这一次我在看这个 video clip 的时候，他们的那种 conversation， 哇，尤其那个六祖慧能他的那个 explanation，
哎呦，
我可以明白 ，Andy 他是 direct to， 就是，然后我就明白了哦 ，whatever 那些人每次来跑来 advise 他的，因为如果他们不能够 realize 这个 true mind， 他们就会 caught in 的那个mundane mind。在满地麦里面就有这个 duality， 我们 duality 的时候，我们就会有 question 了的。
Yeah, that's why 神秀 when he teach them the Noble Eightfold Path is all thought based. That's why when the six patriarch under the exchange with one of the disciple, he say, "How did your teacher 神秀 teach you?" Then after that, the six patriarch explain, "No, Noble Eightfold Path is not like that." Nothing to do with all those things. So that disciple was shocked because what they learned is knowledge, thought-based, Dhamma, not the profound teaching. The profound teaching of Noble Eightfold Path is very different. The right view is based on the penetrative understanding, awakening. Means the three hallmarks of awakening, you must at least clear the first hallmark. Otherwise, you cannot have right view. And when you have right view, it's not about how to continue to arise the right thought, right speech, right action, all this. All these are still the initial cultivation. Without wisdom, without the stability of understanding, the Noble Eightfold Path cannot become a part of you. You cannot have the embodiment of them. Noble Eightfold Path. Yet you need the initial wisdom, you need so manasikara. So when that one arises, then naturally the four right effort fall into place. Then when the third turning wisdom, the awakening arises, that wisdom, they will prompt you at the moment of sense experience. That's why you will know what the Buddha meant by yoni so manasikara. That one must be there. Whereas what sense you taught them one is, to use memory, to use Dhamma knowledge, to try to overcome. All the explanation is thought-based. That's why Hui Ning say, you cultivate like that, you're wasting your time. You cannot awaken. You have to silence. You have to observe. You have to awaken. Then only all this become possible. Then you have to reflect contemplate until very stable. Then from inside, it come out. From you. That's why the whole understanding of the awakening is so different. So if you cannot understand the real function of the awakening, how can you teach people? You cannot. There is no way. You will be stuck in knowledge, thought-based, coming out with teachings that are logical and other things, which is not from the direct seeing, the awakening. So understanding the cultivation is very important. Without understanding, you meditate without understanding, it will not lead to awakening. It will lead to mainly thought-based. Thought-based, knowledge-based, Dhamma knowledge. So realizing the true mind, the silent mind, is paramount, prerequisite. That's why you must have sati, stabilize that sati, realize that true mind, the silent mind. Then from there, develop heedfulness. Actually, I don't blame the Theravada tradition and the Buddhist tradition, because the emphasis is on memorizing sutta, chanting and repeating all of it. At that time, was no writing. Then it has been like that for so long. Then they depend on commentaries. Then over the years, the teaching has become like distorted. The true teaching is no longer there. That's why you need the real cultivator who has the awakening to really bring back the authentic teaching and teach and share. That's the reason why initially when I wanted to come out to share, I find it so difficult to teach people. Because you all are so conditioned by all the various Theravada method, technique, and teachings. the book base, the commentary base, the sutta base, and all those things. Whereas the true understanding is from that silent mind, that true mind, the awareness nature. And I don't know why that sati was not explained to people in a very clear manner. That one, I think over the years, it must have been lost. And when they translate to other languages, it becomes more difficult. At least what Bodhidharma bring over to China, that one's still very good. The Mahayana tradition, they know what that sati is. Zhen Nian and all those things. That's why a lot of the Zen tradition, they know what the daily mindfulness is, the awareness nature, that true nature. They know. But the real teacher who has that transformation and experience, that one is still not that many. Only the patriarch and the very close disciples. That's why this type of teaching is not easy to come about, to receive. So what we have developed is actually very, very beautiful with the website and all those things, the short video, the sharing. All this is going to help future generation. And also a lot of pranimitta, if you spend time listening to all this, you can actually awaken. Try to write it down. What I say, write it down, then read through it again. Sometimes you think you know because you listen and the words are there for you to follow. That is like very beautiful. But when you close the book or don't refer to anything, just listen, you cannot remember, you realize. It is still not stable inside. There is understanding, but not stable. So you need to write it down somewhere. You write it down. Then the meaning stand out. It becomes very beautiful. Well, all this understanding that my nature went through and the cultivator went through is because we have cultivated them for a very, very long time. Then when we share, it just come out like that. And it is like very simple, very easy, because everything is been summarized and laid out. But when you write it down, that's why the transcript is very good. You read the transcript, then you realize all these are so beautiful.